Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today, we play music that the television network MTV helped make popular. We also talk about the history of MTV, which turned 30 this week. But first, a report about a famous American vehicle used by soldiers and surfers. One of the most famous vehicles in the world got its start in the American state of Pennsylvania. The first Bantam Jeep was manufactured 70 years ago in the city of Butler, just north of Pittsburgh. Butler is marking the anniversary with a first-ever celebration that will last for 3 days from August 12th through the 14th. Christopher Cruz spoke with a man who created the event.
Oh, good, I'm just a jeepster for your love.
The American Bantam Car Company designed and built the first American military jeeps, and it did so in record time. In the summer of 1940, in just a few days, the company created a complete design. 49 days after it received a request from the War Department, a complete Jeep was ready to go. These small vehicles helped the Allied powers during World War II. Some historians have called the Jeep one of the most powerful weapons of the war. It was used as a combat vehicle and to carry the wounded, among other things. But the factory in Butler was not big enough to make all the Jeeps that the War Department needed. The American Bantam Car Company made about 2,600 Jeeps before it lost the manufacturing rights to two bigger companies, Ford and Willys. The designs that the Bantam had created were given to its competitors. More than 600,000 Jeeps were built for the American military during World War II. Far too big a job for the American Bantam Car Company to handle. Jack Cohen is the head of the Butler County, Pennsylvania Tourism and Convention Bureau. He says Butler's part in birthing the Jeep should never be forgotten.
It's kind of interesting. When I moved into Butler County, I never knew that the Jeep was invented here. Finding that information out, I was curious to why no one ever talked much about that history. And for probably 2 or 3 years, I tried to get to find more interest in it.
So Mr. Cohen decided to create the Bantam Jeep Heritage Festival to let people know that the Jeep came from Butler. He says that on August 12th, Jeeps from many states and 4 countries will create what he hopes will be the longest Jeep parade ever.
We're setting the world's record for Guinness longest Jeep parade. And with this many vehicles right now, somewhere right about 1,000 at this moment, we can establish that record as long as we do the things that Guinness has asked us to do.
Mr. Cohen believes only about 50 of the original Bantam Jeeps survive today. At least 4 of them will be in the parade, including one that was once owned by Britain's Queen Elizabeth. We will tell more about the event and share some pictures on American Mosaic later this month. Now here's a song that honors the special vehicle, Duke Ellington's The Jeep is Jumpin'. The company, once known as Music Television,
marked its 30th anniversary earlier this week. Much has changed at MTV over the years. Catherine Cole takes a look at the history of MTV and plays some of the music it helped make famous.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Was The Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star. It was the first song played on MTV. It came on at 1 minute after 12 on August 1st, 1981. MTV was one of the first specialized television channels in the United States. People could watch artists perform popular songs in videos. The station played music videos all day long. But at first, only a few thousand people could watch MTV. It was offered on cable television only in the state of New Jersey. Even the people who worked at MTV had to go to New Jersey if they wanted to see it on television. Now, MTV operates all over the world and broadcasts in more than 160 countries. In its early years, MTV was a lot like radio with pictures. Radio stations had DJs, disc jockeys. MTV had VJs, video jockeys. One of the most famous music videos ever on MTV was a 14-minute piece from Michael Jackson. He plays a teenager in the 1950s who leads zombies in a dance of the undead. Hollywood movie director John Landis helped create the video, which was more like a short film. The video of Thriller helped make Michael Jackson's record album of the same name one of the best-selling in history. Some musical artists were not happy about MTV and its influence on the music industry. They thought it was too centered on looks and image and not enough on making good music. One early critic was the band The Dead Kennedys. In 1985, the group's members expressed their displeasure in the song MTV, Get Off the Air.
The suckers on his well, he's a rapper, a man, and the peppers of nature. Making sure that we've got the reimagination.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air.
rock stars were not the only people to criticize MTV. Since the beginning, many people saw it as a bad influence on children. They said MTV showed a world without morals or values and full of sex and drugs. In the 1990s, MTV began to do more about its image. MTV created new programs and campaigns to inform young people about serious issues like AIDS, poverty, racism, and violence at home. It also began to urge young people to vote and expanded its political reporting. In 1991, MTV began a show called The Real World. The show brought seven young people to live together in New York and have their lives videotaped. The success of The Real World helps explain the current popularity of reality programs on television. MTV made lots of programming changes in the 90s. It stopped showing mostly videos. It began more reality shows, cartoons, and game shows. Today, MTV shows many more hours of these programs than it does of music videos. But every year, MTV honors the best music videos. Last year, the winner was Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. MTV will broadcast its Video Music Awards on August 28th. There are five nominees for Video of the Year. We leave you with one of them. Here is the Beastie Boys performing Make Some Noise.
Yes, we need this. The best is yet to come in. Yes, believe this. Let go my echo, but I flex my ego. Tip off a sicko, dressed up in tuxedos in my apartment playing Keno in the casino. Want a lucky number? Ask Mike Dino. I'm burning up the vision like a flamethrower. My rhymes age like wine as I get older. I'm getting bold. The competition is waning. I got the ball and I see the lane in.
I'm Mario Ritter. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver and Christopher Cruz. If you have a question about American life, write to Mosaic at voanews.com or go to voaspecialenglish.com and click on the Contact Us link. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
I fly like a hawk, a belly at an eagle, a seagull, switch something out like a beagle. My ego is off and running and going, because I'm about the best and lift your chest and ask for it.
You're on the left.